You know, Jesus said through Apostle Paul, he said in the last days, what perilous time will what come? Men would come, would become lovers of them. Say more than lovers of God. And we're in that day where men are lover than themselves. They are caught in darkness. But the word says to us, greater is he that is what? In you than he that is. One of the things that we're going to continue to talk about, a believing heart, a heart that believes. And I want you to listen with your spirit tonight. We started out, and as Brother Tim mentioned, you know, we start up Mark 11, 22, 3, and 4. That's why I found a scripture for this discussion from the Word. And we talked about Jesus said that you can have what you're saying. He said when you pray. And then Romans says that we all have the same. It says in Romans 4 that the promise to every one of his seeds. And he said, because it is by faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise is sure to all the seed. And all these things that God has provided for us in Christ, the promise is sure to all the seed. Everything he has done. And which the enemy tried to, well, we're challenged with doubt and unbelief. We're surrounded with to doubt God, to give up on God. And we just got through singing the song, do what? Do not give up on God. He will not what? Give up on you. And he's well able and willing. He's able and willing to do it. And so, with a believing heart, a heart that believes God, will act, a heart that believes will act on the word. And acting on the word is called faith. Faith will take action on what you believe. And God have assured us in his word, and he confirmed that with a witness of his spirit, as well as we've seen action or manifestation of what he said, that everything he said he will do when a heart will believe God. Let me say this. I did a series on love, and I'm about to do another one. I don't know how soon. And got another series we're going to do, as well as being diligent, steadfast. We're going to talk about that. But I want to go further tonight on a believing heart and show you from the word, you must guard your heart. Make sure you guard what you put in your heart or what you let in your heart. And put the word where it belongs. And where we're going to start off tonight, the statement that we'll start with, excuse me, And it says, put the word first place. You might want to write that down. Put the word first place if you haven't already. I'm kind of coming up. I'm reiterating some things. Put the word first place. Make it final authority. Make it final authority. Nothing else will ever rise above the word. Whatever the word says to do. I was in and out. I make this statement. I was in and out of the house today because I had some stuff to do, and plus when you got Libby, he demands some attention. And my wife had on one of Brother Hagin's CDs. And I know this, but it's good to hear it, feed on it, meditate on it. And something registered on my spirit when he said, what I heard him say this, so I'm going to tell you, so you can start working on it. The reason there's so much sickness in the church, you know the reason why? And when you hear this, then you need to start checking yourself out. You know, we are bad to always want to check somebody else out. Want to make sure everybody else is doing right. Am I right? But you know, this word never told you to check nobody else out. He told you to examine yourself. That's what it said, didn't it? And he said, and I heard him, and I said, man, I said, thank you, Jesus. The reason there's so much sickness in the church is because people won't walk in love. If you walk in love, ain't nothing the devil can do. Because, see, love will not let you violate nothing. If you love somebody, if you walk in love, you ain't going to steal from me. If you love me and I love you, you ain't going to talk about me. You ain't going to talk about your brother. But the reason there's so much sickness, see, and when you violate that, and he made this statement, every step out of love is sin. You're walking in sin. And you're open door for Satan to attack you. And that's goal for every one of us. Amen. But you know, when you start teaching along those lines, talking about that, people don't want to hear it because, you know, it makes them uncomfortable. But you better run. That's what I'm doing. You better run, check yourself out, and run and get in love as fast as you can. Y'all better hear me. Because, now watch this. I knew you were going to do it. I think it's Psalm 105. I'll get there and I'll tell you where it is. Psalm 105, I believe. And Psalm 105 and verse 37. Now you listen to what this says now. When you get it, say amen. Verse 37, Psalm 105, verse 37. You got it? He brought them what? He brought them forth also with what? Now these people, this was his people. Somebody said, I don't know, 2 to 3 million. I don't know how many it was. All I know, it was a lot of people. But he brought them forth, brought them out of bondage, out of Egypt. He said he brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Wait a minute.